Summer is winding down, and so too is our series Summer Nights. For the past few months, we've taken you all over the world to all kinds of places where people like to gather after dark. A classic car cruise in Ohio, a custard stand in St. Louis, a Cuban-themed bar in South Sudan. Well, today we make our last stop, one of the oldest amusement parks in New Jersey. NPR's Joel Rose introduces us to one of the park's strangest Friday night attractions, two men known as the Bumper Car Psychos.
All right, everyone, pedals on your left. One way around only. Go!
The Bumper Car Psychos are easy to spot. While the other bumper cars spin wildly from one collision to the next, the Psychos cruise gracefully around the track, grinning from ear to ear when they slam their targets into the wall. That's not the only reason they stand out. Keith Van Brunt and Tom Majerick both weigh upwards of 300 pounds, and both are heavily tattooed. Keith has a drawing on his leg that depicts the two psychos in their bumper cars, crashing into a third car from either side and sending its rider flying.
That was like how many sittings?
Four sittings, like 12 hours total.
That's the kind of dedication that made the psychos into local legends. They've been riding the bumper cars at the Keensburg Amusement Park every Friday night since 1996. Someone started calling them psychos the next year, and Keith says the name just stuck.
For me, it's kind of like an adrenaline rush. You know, some people jump out of a plane for adrenaline rushes, bumper cars. That's like my adrenaline rush.
You're concentrating on what's going on in there, and you're looking at who you're going to go after next, or look, see who's coming to get you. It's fun. You know, keeps you out of trouble.
The bumper car psychos always ride the same cars. Keith likes the blue police car, while Tom prefers the red one with the Harley-Davidson logo. The psychos have learned to maneuver these classic cars with uncanny precision, even through the coating of kerosene and graphite that keeps the floor of the ride slick.
You can't drive them like a car.
Tom says that's the mistake most people make.
You know, you always see people getting in, they spin the wheel all the way to the left, and they're going nowhere because the wheel's stuck and it's not going. And that's what causes a lot of jam-ups, but we help the jam-ups out, too.
I never saw the psychos bump into each other, but they did lay some good pops on the other riders, like Kobe Clark and Brandon Couturo, who seemed pretty happy about their collision with fame.
Did they seem crazy?
Yeah, they were nuts.
But Kobe's father, James Clark, thought the psychos were deliberately keeping it low-key.
I think they took it easy on some people. They got some good bumps on a few people, though. It was good to see. I think they got this down.
The psychos try to save their best hits for later in the night, when the bigger kids show up. That's when I decided to take a spin behind the wheel.
Oh man, here we go.
Let's just say the psychos did not take it easy on me.
That was a good one.
But I'm proud to say I was also on the right end of a few good bumps. Tom says it's all part of the fun.
We get hit, you know, it's not like we're not invincible, you know. It happens. We're not saying that we're the best in the world, you know, nobody's going to ever get us. It's bumper cars. You're going to get hit.
And if you're the bumper car psychos, you'll be back next Friday to do it all again. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.